In Isaiah 27, after Jacob has taken root and Israel shall blossom and bud and fill the face of the world with fruit, in verse 7, Isaiah 27, 7, has he smitten him? Has he smote those that smote him? Or is he slain according to the slaughter of them that are slain by him? Okay, who is this? This is referring to Leviathan. In measure when it shoots forth, will you debate with it? He stays his rough wind in the day of the east wind. By this, therefore, shall the iniquity of Jacob be purged. And this is all the fruit to take away his sin when he makes all the stones of the altar his chalk stones that are beaten in sunder. The groves and images shall not stand up. Oh my gosh, there's iniquity in the vineyard. The stones, the altar are chalk stones, and they've been fashioned and forged and made into altars of their own groves and images. Yet the defense city shall be desolate, and the inhabitants forsaken, and left like a wilderness. There the calf shall feed, and there he shall lie down and consume the branches of. When the boughs thereof are withered, they shall be broken off, and the women come and set them on fire. Okay, well, who are the branches? The branches on the vine. For it is a people of no understanding. These are the branches that are broken off and set on fire. For therefore he made them will not have mercy on them, and he that formed them will show them no favor. And it shall come to that day. And that day the Lord shall beat off from the channel of the river under the stream of Egypt, and you shall be gathered one by one, O you children of Israel. It shall come to pass in that day, that the great trumpet shall be blown, and they shall come, which were ready to perish in the land of Assyria, and the outcasts in the land of Egypt, and shall worship the Lord in the holy mountain of Jerusalem. Wow, that's packed. Let's go back to Psalm 14. Okay, who those that didn't understand, they're going to be broken off and set into the fire, the crucible. They're going to be purged. Like Zechariah, let's go to Zechariah says. In Zechariah, here we go. His purging of the land is going to happen. Leviathan's coming and the land's going to be purged. Zechariah 13, in that day there shall be a fountain open to the house of David, the inhabitants of Jerusalem, for sin and for uncleanness. This is a fountain. These are underground streams. These are the Holy Spirit, the underground pathways. And it shall come to pass in that day, says the Lord of hosts, that I will cut the names of the idols out of the land. And they shall no more be remembered, and I shall cause the prophets and the unclean spirit to pass out of the land. And it shall come to pass, anyway, that when you shall prophesy, then his father and mother that begat him shall say to him, you shall not live, for you speak lies in the name of the Lord. And his father and his mother that begat him shall thrust him through when he prophesy. Shall come to pass in that day that the prophet shall be ashamed every one of his visitation when he prophesy. Neither shall you wear a rough garment to deceive. But he shall say, I am no prophet. I'm a husbandman, for man taught me to keep cattle for my youth. Ah, and one shall say to him, what are these wounds in thy hands? And he shall answer, those which I was wounded in the house of my friends. Awake, O sword, against my shepherd. This is the shepherds and the husbandmen in the vineyard, and against the man that is my fellow, says the Lord of hosts. And smite the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered. And I will turn my hand upon the little ones. And it shall come to pass that in all the land, says the Lord, two parts of them shall be cut off. They shall be cut off. And what's going to happen? But the third shall be left therein. And I will bring the third part through the fire, and refine them as silver is refined, and will try them as gold is tried. And they shall call on my name, and I will hear them. I will say, it is my people, and they will say, the Lord is my God. This is what's going to happen. This iniquity is going to be cut off of the land. And they were in great fear for Psalm 14. Let's go back to verse 3. They're all gone aside. They're all together become filthy. There's none that doeth good. No, not one. Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread and call not upon the Lord? Oh, I saw these giants. There were giants in the land. There were giant ministries. They were under disembodied giant spirits, and they were eating human beings. Yeah, they were eat my people as they eat bread. and call not upon the Lord. And they were in great fear, for the Lord is in the generation of the righteous. You have shamed the counsel of the poor, because the Lord is his refuge. Oh, that the salvation of Israel will come out of Zion. When the Lord brings back the captivity of his people, Jacob shall rejoice and Israel shall be glad. Well, what do you mean? What do I mean? All right, I mean that in Shiloh, okay, when Eli was overseeing the Ark of the Covenant, and he had a couple of sons, and these sons had they were not under God's covenant. They broke covenant. Okay, they broke the commandments of God, and they were supposed to be priests in the house of the Lord. So the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, the priests of the Lord, were there. And these sons, in 1 Samuel 2, verse 12. Now, the sons of Eli were the sons of Belial. They knew not the Lord. And the priest's custom with the people was that when any man offered sacrifice, the priest's servant came. While the flesh was in seething with a flesh hook of three teeth in his hand, and he stuck it into the pan or kettle or cauldron or pot, and all that the flesh was brought up, the priest took for himself. So they did in Shiloh until all the Israelites that came thither. And before they burnt the fat, the priest's servants came and said to the man that sanctified, "Give flesh to roast for the priest, for he will not have sodden flesh with thee, but raw." And if any man said unto him, "Let them not fail to burn the fat presently, and then take as much as thy soul desire," then he would answer, "Nay, but thou shalt give it to me now, and if not, I will take it by force." So, okay, the fat belonged to the Lord, and the sons of Hophni and Phinehas were taking it. They were taking what belonged to the Lord. Wherefore, the sin of the young men was very great before the Lord, for men abhorred the offering of the Lord. Okay, and not only that, it goes down to say later that Hophni and Phinehas were also seducing the young, okay, women by, okay, so, and they were sinning, that it says, and he said unto them in verse 23, "Why do you do such things? For I hear your evil doings by all these people. And nay, my sons, for it is not greater to report that I hear you make the Lord's people to transgress. If one man sin against another, the judge shall judge him. But if man sin against the Lord, who shall entreat for him? Notwithstanding, they hearken not unto the voice of their father, because the Lord would slay them." So these two men, these sons of Eli, were sons of Belial. They transgressed against God because they seduced the women at the door of the house, and they were taking the offerings that belonged to God. They did not steward the offerings of God correctly. And God said, this is a great sin. This was a great sin. This was not a small thing. Let's look at Ezekiel 34 here. Let's look at some of these shepherds. All right, and the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, "Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel." Go ahead and prophesy against them. "And say to them, thus says God to the shepherds, woe be to you, shepherds of Israel, that do feed yourselves. Should you not feed the flocks? You shall eat the fat, and you clothe yourself with the wool. You kill them that are fed, but you feed not the flock. The disease you have not strengthened, neither have you healed that which was sick, neither have you bound up that which was broken, neither have you brought again that which was driven away, neither have you sought that which was lost, but with force and with cruelty have you ruled them, and they were scattered because there is no shepherd. and they became meat to all the beasts of the fields when they were scattered. My sheep wandered through all the mountains and upon every high hill. Yea, my flock was scattered upon all the face of the earth, and none did search or seek after them. Whoa, wait a minute. He's talking to Israel, and now he's saying, yeah, but this is all over the face of the earth. Why? Because you're taking what belongs to God, and you're not shepherding according to God's heart. Verse 7, therefore, you shepherds, hear the word of the Lord as I live, said God. Surely because my flock became a prey, and my flock became meat to every beast of the field, because there is no shepherd, neither did my shepherds search for my flock, but the shepherds fed themselves and fed not my flock. Therefore, O you shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God, behold, I am against the shepherds, and I will require my flock at their hand and from their mouth, that they may not be meat for them. And they, okay, all right. God says, I'm against you. You didn't feed the flock. And now, not only you're going to cause to be feeding from the flock, God's going to stop you, and you're not going to feed yourselves anymore, because God's going to deliver his flock from your mouth. And you're not, the flock is not going to be meat for their unrighteous shepherds. For thus says the Lord God, behold, I will both search for my sheep and seek them out, as a shepherd seeks out his flock in the day that he is among his sheep that are scattered, so will I seek out my sheep and will deliver them out of all places where they have been scattered in the cloudy and dark day. And I will bring them out from the people and gather them from the countries, and I will bring them to their own land and feed them upon the mountains of the Israel by the rivers and in the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them in good pasture, and upon high mountains of Israel shall their fold be. Theirs shall lie in a good fold, and in fat pasture this shall they feed upon the mountains of Israel. I will feed my flock, and I will cause them to lie down, says the Lord. I will seek that which was lost, and bring that which was driven away, and I will bind up that which was broken, and will strengthen that which was sick. But I will destroy the fat and the strong, and I will feed them with judgment.